Good morning. Welcome very back to OED Ranked. I'm your existential proxy in crime, Medley from Online. And this is the podcast where every word gets ranked using our completely objective tier system. I can't imagine you just skipped episode zero and dove straight into episode one. But if you did, we'll go over a few of the key details in a moment. Of course, you can get in touch with us at oedranked@gmail.com to tell us stuff, tell us your secrets, tell us what you hate about the show, what you like about it. If you want to get involved with some of the more important episodes, please reach out. And don't forget to check out our homepage at realdiscord.org/realwiki. W-I-K-I. It's a functional Wikipedia page. Well, I guess you wouldn't call it a Wikipedia page. But it is a wiki, nonetheless. Anyways, before we get into the rankings for today, we have our first recurring segment, appendixes. Last episode, I said we'd clear some things up in this one. So this is the appendix for episode zero. Point. Zed is a colloquial for the letter Z, not the numeral zero. That was my mistake. I didn't really say that we'd clarify this. This was just, it was sticking in my craw. I was wrong. Point. The smooshed O and E letter is what's known as a grapheme or a ligature. I don't even know that it's a letter even technically. But it's called I dans le O in French, which means E in the O. Now, E in the O is what's known as a mnemotechnic pun. What's mnemotechnic, you might ask? We'll get there. It's actually in the Oxford English Dictionary, second edition. Point, 360 degree is, in fact, a hyphenate. Point, the notably horny OED editors had accessed the electronic version of the Time article published in 1972. Okay, Time did not, in fact, have an electronic edition in 1972. Point. I promised I would reach out to our experts overseas to see how real people from over there might pronounce 0898 number. And our informants, our diligent researchers, it's like I actually can't talk about most of it. But this is Sabrina and Chiles clearing up 0898, 0898 number. As you'll recall, it's a sex chat line from London.
Slightly more likely to say 0898, but it's one of those things, isn't it? You know when you're reading out a phone number and it's got a zero. And sometimes you'll say it's 0, sometimes you'll say it's 0. Sometimes you'll say it differently in the same number.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Like start with 0 yeah, and then end with 0?
Yeah, like I don't know why. It's maybe it's just like you panic, you know, but...
there it is.
Were you recording me?
Oh.
Thank you, Sabrina and Chiles, for your diligent research. You know, I was thinking, I don't think we could do merch. I don't think we could do actual merch for the show. But if anyone ever makes a shirt or something, it should just say, just one of those things, isn't it? Or isn't it? I don't know. I think that it's just one of those things that's going to come up a lot on this show. Anyways, the air is clear. Point. 360 degree is, in fact, a compound word. And that is everything that needed to be clarified from episode one. Well, episode zero. Man. Who told me to release an episode zero? Who told me to do that? Okay. Now, to reiterate our five-tier system, to get your mind in the mood, we have our S tier for untouchable words, A tier for solid contributors, B tier where mediocrity finds comfort, C tier, graveyard of almost words, and finally F tier for the total failures. No word is safe. Let's boot up Windows XP and start ranking. The first word today is 4-H. Before we get into the definition, I just wanted to thank everybody for the feedback so far on the show. It's been very encouraging. It's very surprising to me that everyone I've told this idea to has told me it is a good idea and that I should do it. So I will. We're going to stick to 30-minute episodes weekly until demand calls for more, at which point there will be a maximum of 2 30-minute episodes weekly for some time. Okay? How about we get the definition for today's first word? A draft entry, mind you. Are you minding? From June 2002. Let's get the definition.
The capital letter H appears 4 times on the organization's 4-leaf clover insignia, in correspondence with its motto and pledge. The full pledge, adopted officially in 1927, is as follows. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living, for my club, my community, and my country. The final phrase was revised in 1973 to my country and my world. A government-sponsored organization of educational clubs, originally established for youths in the rural United States with the aim of fostering civic responsibility and teaching various practical skills, especially in farming and home economics, and later extended to offer similar schemes in urban areas and internationally.
4-H, it's a club. Listen, something interesting came up in between the reading of that definition and right now. I've discovered the next word, also a draft entry, is 4-H-er, 4-H, capital H, apostrophe E-R. It's a noun from the U.S., and it's a member of 4-H. Now, this is what we're going to do. We are going to combine 4-H and 4-H-er into one draft entry for the tournament. Another thing, I keep saying draft. I keep saying these are draft entries. I need to make this extremely clear before we continue past this. I know this is a lot of information at once. I understand. We are going to do a tournament. I am picking the seeds. I am placing the words against words that I think are comparable. I'm trying to make the fights fair. You know, all of this is being considered. But I'm going to be making the matchups, and once I give them out to you, the listener, all you have to do is pick between the two. And we'll see. Hopefully we can get it done, you know, in a reasonable time frame. We'll say if the episode goes live on Friday, you know, the voting will go until the Wednesday after that Friday. But we are going to do a tournament for the number words. The reason we are combining 4-H and 4-H-er is because with the rest of the number words included and the ones that we already have, it's a perfect matchup. It's a perfect matchup. And you'll also see some repetition here. It's really going to be a battle of, do we want more U.S. words or more British words in our rankings? That's what it's going to come down to. I don't want to give anything away. 4-H and 4-H-er. It's a club and a club member. The thing of note I wanted to point out about the whole deal, I thought it was interesting that they changed their pledge. Why did they remove the word community? Yet as of 1998, in Country Life, March 14th, we encourage our people to take part in the community through involvement with, in the community, through involvement with 4-H and the Agricultural Society, in the community. They still say community. As for 4-H-er, in Sumter, South Carolina, 1974, the youths join some 250 other 4-H'ers from across the U.S. for the conference. 1991, 1,000 acres, 21 Roman numerals. My granddaughter's going to Soviet Russia on a church exchange trip, ellipsis. 6 church members and 6 4-H'ers. And then in 1999, the Star Ledger, smack dab in the middle of the cake, baking contests, and the 4-H'ers exhibits. Smack dab in the middle of the cake baking contests. That was in Detroit, 40 miles west in Fowlerville. 4-H and 4-H'er draft entry. Let's move on to the next one. Another draft entry. The numeral 4WD, it's a noun, motoring. Let's hear the definition.
Four-wheel drive, also a vehicle with four-wheel drive.
Well, that about sums it up, doesn't it, folks? Draft entry, four-wheel drive. 1980, Japan Economic Journal, June 17. Power is transmitted to the wheels by a 4-speed full synchromesh gearbox combined with 4WD, 2WD transfer. I'm not a big car. I'm not a car. So I don't really know the significance of this one. I guess we're going to find out. Next word. This is a good word. This is a big one. 4X4 or 4x4. It's a noun. It's a draft entry from June 2002. Let's get that definition.
Four-wheel drive, more usually a vehicle with four-wheel drive. CF, 4WD.
Folks, I have been gobsmacked. I have been gobsmacked by this one. I don't want to get too deep into the technical side of how this show is produced. Okay? I do look ahead somewhat a little bit in some capacity. And, you know, that's as much as I'm going to say about it. However, when I read 4X4, 4x4, a draft entry, mind you, I thought this was going to be about the freaking board. Like the wood. It's another four-wheel drive entry from June 2002. I mean, this is obviously going to get matched up against 4WD, four-wheel drive, because I'm not a monster. From 1986, Tom Clancy, Red Storm Rising, chapter 38, Roman numerals. I do see 2 4x4s parked in the middle of the street, like, but nobody around them. Tom. I do see 2 4x4s parked in the middle of the street. Tom Clancy, you're an American. Am I insane? Isn't a 4x4 a piece of wood? Write in. For the love of God, write in on that one. I think I've lost my mind. 4x4, draft entry. On to the next one. This is... This is another, what can I say, draft entry from September 2003. It's 900 number. It's a noun from North America. I know what this one is. You probably know what this one is if you're of a certain age. Let's get that definition.
In the United States and Canada, a telephone number with the digits 900 in place of an area code, chiefly used to access information or entertainment services for which callers are charged by the minute, usually at a premium rate.
Folks, why is this not as clear as the 0898 number, which we are pronouncing correctly? Why would this not make the same clarification that 900 numbers were historically the U.S. sex chat phone number lines? Okay. I want that on the record, because it is not on the record at any of these quotations. It's an entertainment services. You know, I think Teen Beat did have like a phone line or something where you could call and listen to recorded messages from like the Harry Styles of the time or whatever it was. 1977, New York Times, February 27th. You'll dial a 900 number. That's the first time a 900 number has been used. It's a toll-free 900 number, so the 800 system doesn't get overloaded. Used to be like 1-800, call Hanks, and you could talk to Tom Hanks. There used to be things like that all the time. You don't see that much anymore. 900 number, I think, is going to easily be up against 0898 number. I said that. I'm sorry. There's not much to say. I don't have any experiences with the 900 number. For fans of film fans, Anonymous, which might be a sub-podcast within this show we could start at some point. But Paul Thomas Anderson's film, Punch Drunk Love, the main character, Barry Egan, is dialing a essentially a 1-900 sex line number, which is the inciting incident of the film. You may have missed this.
You can be anybody.
You're a bad person. You have no right taking people's confidence in your service. You understand me, sir?
You're sick.
No. Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
You have no right to take people's
confidence. Shut up! Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
But that's what I have to say about the 900 number. I don't think it's a particularly strong entry. But I think it has a place duking it out against the 0898. Which has seemed as forgotten as the 1-900 number, according to our researchers, Sabrina and Childs. Thanks again. Let's move on to the next one. Another draft entry from September 2003, 911, noun from North America. And I'll clarify right now, it is not about September 11th. Okay? Let's hear the definition.
One, in the United States and Canada, a telephone number used to contact the emergency services. The service provided when this number is dialed. 2. U.S. in extended use. A person or thing one may have recourse to in an emergency or crisis. Also, a signal to take urgent action and alert.
You know, I did not know that Canada also used 911. I shouldn't be, like, surprised or anything, and that actually isn't very interesting whatsoever. I did not know that, though.
Why would you admit that? Why would you say that?
From 1968, the New York Times, January 13th, a plan to establish a national emergency telephone number, 911, with which police, fire, and ambulance services could be summoned from any telephone in the United States was announced yesterday by the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. So January 12th, 1968, was the day that 911, the emergency phone line, was announced. Pretty interesting. Worth noting, I think that's a strong entry, and certainly going to be matched up against our final number entry. Another draft entry, and the final number word that will be in the tournament. Wow. Let's hear that definition, please.
In the United Kingdom and elsewhere, a telephone number used to contact the emergency services, the service provided when this number is dialed.
1937. Republic Rep Proc 14th Conference, Aslib 76, okay? I'm not sure. Reproduced the 14th Conference of ASLIB Okay. We have the ASLIB, which is an acronym. The Association of Special Libraries and Information Bureau, an organization set up in 1926 to facilitate the coordination of information. Bureau is spelled B-U-R-E-A-U-X, so I have to assume this bureau is international. Anyways, in 1937, I guess this is a reproduction of the processions of the 14th conference of that bureau. The first burglar caught by dialing 999, the new telephone alarm signal. Now, let's go back to 911, which was established, as you might recall, in 1968. Some 20-something years after 999. What are we doing? What are we doing? I think I have to give it to 999. I'm going to throw a little smidgen of weight around about 999. Because that's pretty cool. They got that together well before the United States. Incredible. Good work. And that's it for the numbered words. We are going to get the tournament together for you. And then you can vote. And it's really just going to be over and done. And then we'll, at the beginning of the following episode, we will rank the winner. Maybe there should be two. We'll pick a couple words, you know. Maybe there won't just be one winner, one word that's a winner. Well, we'll see. I don't know. You'll see when you click on the tournament link, which will be in the description, of course.
realdiscord.org/polls.
If you want me to send you the link directly, send us an email at oedranked@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link to the tournament. Overall, a lot of strong words, though. There's a few that I hope win. I think there's only going to be one winner.
The tournament is now live on realdiscord.org/polls.
For the draft entries. Especially with these numbered ones, like, they're trying too hard. Like, 4-H and 4-H-er. I don't want to be too critical, because I know it's a lot of work. There's a lot of words. You know, there's a lot of quotations, pronunciations. I mean, I'm looking at these pronunciations. This shit looks crazy. Have you ever looked at, like, the pronunciation language for a long time?
realdiscord.org/polls.
But yeah, the first tournament, it's exciting. I was gonna combine the number words and the draft words, but then I got excited. I just wanted to see what the tournament would be like, see what setting it up would feel like. We have 12 solid number words.
realdiscord.org/polls.
And I think that's a good place to start. The next installment after the tournament is going to be, I don't want to give it away. I almost want to give it away, but I don't want to give it away. I will say that it is going to be a singularly focused episode. And I think that's all I can say. Without giving too much away. I will say this. If you're an eagle-eared listener and you've been paying attention, you could probably figure out what the singular focus of the next installment is going to be, because it's a lot, you know. It's kind of the building block of much that we're just trying to unravel, and we are going to unravel this. We are going to make a rule that abbreviations and acronyms aren't going to be in our rankings. We aren't going to rank those words as words. Acronyms might just fall under A in the rankings. But that's, I don't want to spoil that. I just think that's what's going to happen. Okay?
The tournament is now live on realdiscord.org/polls.
Because there is a lot to get through for this one thing. And then the installment after that is going to be that same singular focus, but exploded out infinitesimal, or I don't even know, macro decimally, maybe. I think it's going to be two episodes until we get to like a real word. I am absolutely just filling time so this is like a full or close to full 30 minutes. Okay, medley from the future here. Everything is set up. I was, while I was recording the episode, none of the tournament or voting stuff was set up. I didn't even know if it was going to be possible to do. However, I actually have installed a full-fledged polling system onto realdiscord.org/polls, P-O-L-L-S. And it's going to be there every time we need voting. This first tournament might not be how the rest of the tournaments go. I set this one up. I'm going to just be completely honest. I rushed through the rest of the number words because there weren't that many, A, and B, because I wanted to get ahead on the next episode. Because it's probably going to be the most work I've done so far. And I wanted to give myself a little breathing room to make sure it can come out within a week. But the polls are real. I'm as surprised as you are. The last 30 minutes of your life has been listening to me not understanding if this was even going to exist. But it does exist. It's real. It's beautiful. We're pitting the words against one another. You're picking the word. And what we are going to do is, since there's six words, the top five words are going to be ranked S through F in the order that you pick. Okay? How's that for a piece of fried gold? And then the next one, there's a whole mess of different kinds of polls and voting that we can do. So I'm going to experiment with that. There is a system where, you know, I can just give you all the words and then you rank them. Each person ranks them in the order of importance to them that they think is good. And then we can do the same thing where the top, you know, five, S through F. And then, you know, we move on from there. But there's plenty of room to grow. It's episode one. Folks, it's episode one. We made it. And we're still going. This is never going to stop. You might say, Medley, you are a mortal human being. You're going to die. Well, I'm making plans. Okay? I'm planning for that. All right, are we at the full episode? Yeah, we're at the full episode. I don't even have to play the extended theme song. There is an extended version of the theme song. It was heavily inspired. ideologically by Boss of Me by They Might Be Giants, but it's probably somewhere online. With that in mind, I love you. Thank you for listening. And next episode is going to be huge. In the meantime, don't forget.
Words, you say your silly words. You say your little words. What do they really mean? Your silly little words. Some words are better.
The tournament is now live on realdiscord.org/polls. realdiscord.org/polls. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.